Good evening. This is Cosmonaut Planemu, transmitting from outer space in my imaginary bed. Well, the giant coat of hay got burned 5 hours after the big celebration. I think that would be some kind of record. I wasn't there though, not at the celebration or not at the burning either, so I'm innocent. I couldn't go because Ville, my cat, hasn't been feeling well today. So I have been constantly watching him and making sure he's drinking and eating something. And aside from that, I have been tried to focus on reading. About different methods in scientific research within field of media and communication. And I always do some type of side research on the private plane also, but it's connected to the field of media and communication, definitely. I've been watching interviews on YouTube with Thomas Jane. And you learn a lot from people by watching interviews. And I usually do that. I take interest in one celebrity and really focus and try to find out everything about that person, who they are, how they behave in different situations, and what they have been doing up until now, until I discovered them. They didn't exist before I discovered them, of course. They just showed up somehow. So that's very fascinating. And especially when it's a person who has a long career, there's a lot of material to look at, and you can also connect to what they have been doing privately in their life during the particular time that particular interview took place, and you can see how they are either feeling very self-assured and arrogant and confident, and sometimes they're appear to be completely broken and shattered in on the inside. So they are human beings, of course, like everybody else. But you know, the savages and barbarians who burned a giant goat of hay. I'm unsure if they have any type of inner emotional life at all. You know, people usually criticize me because I tend to have crushes on celebrities, and it's like, why don't you focus on regular guys instead? Because I sometimes do fall for regular guys, but they're so secretive and hide, and they are, you know, hide from the public light because they have something to hide. In their private life, most likely. I don't know. But, you know, regular people are called regular because they want to be anonymous, they want to be private, and they prefer to be boring and are afraid of other people finding out that they even exist. So that's why I take interest in celebrities, because they are like ready-made food that you buy. They are perfect ready packages, and they are they look good. They market themselves so you can see them properly, and they taste good. This also, there's of course a question of the nutritional value in celebrities, just as in ready-made food, because and they usually stay on a hefty distance on the other side of the planet, and there is no communication back. So, and after a while, you start feeling like a stalker if they don't respond back. So you just leave them alone and see if they stick around after a while. Some of them do and some of them don't. Virtually, of course, but it would be nice to actually have a communication with someone in a more concrete, physical way, or at least, I don't know. I'm not demanding anything. I'm just saying what would be nice. But yeah, I don't have any hopes at all. It's true. Good night, sweet dreams.